Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Welcome back to Nighttime Talk with Gary Brennan in for Niall Boylan. This show is all about you, so get in touch with us on 087-188-0008. Still to come on the programme, we're going to talk about US fast food chain Wendy's opening up in Ireland. Do you think we have too many fast food joints already, or are you going to welcome them with open arms? We're also going to be talking a little later on with a brilliant interview with an archaeologist called Vicky Moses, who is an expert on all things Pompeii, and new DNA evidence has turned on its head everything we ever knew about Pompeii, and that's going to be really interesting, so do stay with me for that. But right now, we've been running a poll on WhatsApp all night, and it's all about disclosing your health to a potential employer. You know, say you're you've got a mental health issue that you know you don't feel comfortable talking about, but should we have to talk about it? Should we have to tell a potential employer that it is something that we have? And the poll has come in 50-50. Some people think we should have to tell our employer and some people think we shouldn't. So we had an email from a listener the other day and I wanted to get to it tonight to see what you think, because I think it's a valid point. Dear Nighttime Talk team, I'm reaching out for some guidance regarding a situation that has arisen while I'm training a new member of staff. They disclose that they have a debilitating mental illness, which has raised some concerns for me in terms of how this might affect our team's productivity and dynamics. While I completely respect their privacy and am understanding of the challenges they may face, I'm feeling uncertain about whether I am in the wrong for questioning why this disclosure wasn't made before they took the job. I'm not sure if I'm overstepping by feeling this way, but I would appreciate any advice or insight your callers might have. Am I in the wrong for feeling concerned? So now it's your choice to disclose your disability at the moment to potential employers, especially if it's not visible, like a long-term illness or a mental health issue. But I want to know what you think. Do you think you should have to disclose a disability to a potential employer? Or if you're pregnant, that can equally affect your attendance and ability to work, but you don't have to disclose it. Should it be made mandatory to make this clear before taking on employment? Let us know on 087 188 0008 and get involved on social media at Classic Hits on X and Ireland's Classic Hits Radio on Facebook. So I have Kathleen here. And Kathleen, you believe it depends on the job.
Kathleen. Yeah, it would depend on the job, but I would understand the employer, though. Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. I can hear you fine.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine, Kathleen. Go ahead.
Hello. Oh, grand. Grand. I think it depends on the job, but, you know, I can understand the boss if the person has mental health issues. It shouldn't really be, you know, whatever kind of work she was doing. I would have very big concerns around that issue, being honest with you. But no, I don't think it, you know, I think that you shouldn't have to really say, you know, what you, if you might have aches and pains or something. You might, you know, I don't know, you know, I think it's a bit awkward, but anything to do with mental health, no, I think that, you know, it'd be well within his, I don't know, you know, I just think it wouldn't be right to employ somebody, but just to ask you, what kind of work, you know, what kind of work would it be? Would it be across the board, or, you know?
Well, I assume it would have to
be
across the board.
I think it's a bit awkward, being honest with you, but
if you were to bring a law in, it would have to be across the board, Kathleen. But what if you're pregnant? Should you have to tell a potential employer that you're pregnant or you're planning on getting pregnant?
Well, you don't have to tell them that you plan on getting pregnant, but if you are pregnant, then you shouldn't even take the job, in my opinion.
So you think the onus is on the person that they shouldn't be going for it?
You know.
Okay, stay with me there, Kathleen, because I've got Dave on the phone. And Dave, you're on the fence on this one.
I am, I'm not, because obviously depending on the job you're doing, like if you're the thing with stuff like this, it's always very vague. Like when someone says debilitating mental illness, like do they give any specifics on what sort of debilitating mental illness they're in, or what kind of an environment they're going to be working in? Like are they going to be working with vulnerable people? Is it an office job? You know, like it's a very nuanced kind of a conversation to have. You know, you can't really do it with broad strokes. Because I mean, personally, I've worked with people with mental health problems. I didn't know they had mental health problems, and it didn't affect their job. But if you go into a job saying, "Oh, by the way, I suffer from depression," or "I have like bipolar, but I'm on my meds and I'm fine," that person might not get the job, even though they might be the best candidate for the job. You know, so just because a person may have mental health problems doesn't necessarily mean that they can't live their life in a normal way. You know?
So you think it might stop an employer for taking on someone who's perfectly fit to do the job, but they're just afraid that, you know, there might be, you know, something happens.
Well, of course it would, yeah.
And then, take time off. And there
I mean, we've come a long way in this country. But, like, think about it. In this country in particular, we've come a very long way in regards to destigmatizing mental health problems with people and getting people to open up, and particularly with men, and getting men to open up about how they're feeling or if they're not having a good time. And you're basically re-stigmatizing that, you know? And if I'm being honest, I'm getting a bit sick and tired about hearing about the poor employers and the poor businesses, you know, because it's always about, I wish you're the poor company, you know, they might lose out on a few pounds, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, we've all worked for businesses that have gotten us to do a day or a half day's work for little or no pay to do the company a favor. But then when workers, you know, look for extra benefits or a bit of help or a bit of time off, all they hear is, I'm sure the poor company is going to suffer. Like, what about workers? Like, you know, we're workers in this country. We've good rights in regards to, you know, workplace relations and stuff. But workers are still treated like shit by a lot of companies. Like, wages have stagnated in this country since the recession. And yet we hear company after company after company are making record profits. And this is just another argument where it's like, I'm sure the poor companies might lose a few pounds. What about the people we're working from? What about supporting your workers? If your worker has problems, give them a bit of help instead of saying, ah, well, you're a bad fit for us. Go off somewhere else for yourself.
Okay, Dave, no, I hear you. But the letter we got in, I get the impression that the person who wrote it is a manager, and it's something that makes her job a lot harder, and she just feels that her life would have been easier if at the time of the interview the debilitating mental illness had just been disclosed and she would have been better prepared for it. That's the impression I get off the letter. And like,
No, they shouldn't. It's none of your business. Whatever your personal circumstances are, your health stuff are, if it doesn't affect your job, it's none of their business. You know, like, employers like to act like, you know, we're all one big happy family. But I'm sorry, while you're on the clock, if you can perform and you can do the job, that's all they need to know. This manager is like, oh, would have made my life easier. Boo-hoo. If you didn't want a tough life, don't become a manager then. Because what they really mean is, if they'd have known about the mental health problems, they wouldn't have hired the person in the first place. That's all. And if that person is able to do their job, perform their tasks, well, then what's the issue?
And what, Dave, do you
think... Where's the empathy here?
What do you think, you know? Dave, of somebody who's pregnant? Should they have to tell a potential employer that they're pregnant?
No, they shouldn't. And to be honest with you, if it's a job, and look, this is going to sound absolutely horrible, but I'm going to say it anyway. If it's a job with good benefits and you know you're pregnant, shut your mouth. Because you're there to look after yourself and look after your future child. You know, you're at the end of the day, any company any of us ever work for, if we're gone in the morning, the company wouldn't spare a second thought for you. So you're there to look after you and look after your own.
All right,
like, I understand if it's a very niche kind of a market where, you know, it's the kind of job where somebody has to spend months and months and months being trained. I can understand that. If you're going in, you're pregnant, and you know you're going to be gone for a long time, that's a bit of a dick move. But, like, how often does that really happen?
All right, Dave, stay with me there, because I'm going to get John in. And because, John, you believe that people should tell and that they should disclose these things to a potential employer at the interview stage.
Oh, yeah. I believe that, you know, we sit down and interview, if you have issues, back problems or any kind of thing, you should be honest with the employer. But then again, the employer should be also honest with you, because a lot of employers in this country are not honest with their staff. And they're what I would class as scumbags, a lot of them. They just want to get someone, and they tell you about the jobs, and they tell you about they make the job look like it's super, but when you actually take on the job, it's an absolute disgrace. And really, some of the shit that I've gone through, I'm in my 60s now, I'm not working, thank God. But like some of the stuff that I've dealt with so-called employers, it's criminal. But it goes both ways. I would go into an employer, I'd be totally honest. If I had an issue that might affect my work, I'd let them know about it, and they might be able to assist me in it. But in the other side of things, if they had, I would want them to tell me exactly what the job entailed, and not to be pulling strokes or just to get someone in. And basically, a lot of managers in Ireland are pure fucking liars. They're nothing. Unbelievable. They're criminals. A lot of them.
And John, what do you make of it? Sounds to me like you sort of
anything.
John, it sounds to me like you sort of agree with Dave in the sense that it's none of their business, for the most part. I mean, because I mean, you don't think very much of a lot of employers as it is, so why not just, you know, ride it out, as they say.
Well, you can do that, but I'm always honest. And if for me personally, if I go into an interview, I tell them how it is. I give them my honest, and I expect them to give me an honest view of the job, that they'll tell me exactly what the job is. I go in and tell them, listen, I have a problem with my back, or I might have type 2 diabetes, or whatever you have. If you have a mental health issues, you know, but I still put it forward like I might have mental health issues, but I can do a very, very good job, and it won't affect my work. But also, I expect them to tell me, well, the job we're giving you is going to be this job, and not lies or deceit or anything fucking else. Or we're going to have you working split shifts, or we're going to have you doing this, but we're not going to tell you this now.
All right, John, stay there. I want to bring Dave in, because I want to ask you, Dave, are you still there, Dave?
You.
Yeah, I've got you, Dave. I want to ask you, in America and in other countries, they have a different way of doing this. They'll send you for a medical. I mean, if you're getting an insurance and stuff like that, they want to look at how health insurance. They want to know, like, you have to disclose any problems that you might have in health-wise. In America and the UK, there's a lot of jobs that you have to go for a medical before they hire you, so that they know what lies ahead. Do you think that's a step too far? And if it came into Ireland, how would you feel about that?
Well, no. But there's a lot of companies in Ireland as well. If they do medicals,
I
worked for a job years ago, and yeah, I went in and got it. But like, they're not going through you with a fine. I did do it, but it was like, what's your weight, your blood pressure, your height? But, you know, it was a job that involved like a lot of, you know, manual lifting and stuff like that. So like, have you a bad back? Like that kind of stuff. Yeah, obviously, like, you're not going to go, you know, be a block player if you have a herniated disc in your back. That's fine. You know what I mean? That's just common sense. You know, like, I don't have anything against that necessarily. But like, the idea that like, if you have mental health problems, you know, you should disclose, like, oh, because like, I even said to a previous employer once before I was going through stuff, I was like, I have depression and I didn't get the job. And I was like, I had done well with all the other stuff that I had done, you know, physical tests, mental tests, all that kind of stuff. I did well. As soon as I mentioned depression, never got a phone call back. Do you know? So people will be discriminated against for something that might never affect their performance and work. And like the last guy said there, like a lot of bosses, particularly in this country, are assholes. You get into a job thinking you're doing one thing, and then they'll ride you 10 miles from Sunday if they can get away with it. Do you know? Like, I worked for a company for 20 years and I had to leave to look after a family member. And I was leaving a day early because I had to. And they docked me a day's pay out of my holidays. And not even as, like, so long, good luck, kiss her arse, nothing like that. So I just, this idea that people have that when you start a job, you're part of a family and your allegiance should be to the company, that's bullshit, particularly in this country. You're getting a job to make a wage so you can live your life. And if you can do the job and not be affected, it's none of their business what is going on in your life outside the four walls you're working.
I hear you, Dave, and I think a lot of people would agree with you. I mean, I'm in a situation, I've got a bad back, but I tell everyone about that. All I'm short of doing is telling the people behind the counter in Spar making my roll. I can't help telling everyone, oh, my back is killing me. Oisin, I have you on line one, and you have COPD, excuse me, and you did disclose this to your employer, did you?
Yeah, how are you doing? Yeah, no, I have on two numerous occasions because I'm very prone to, you know, it's not a boo-hoo-hoo story. I'm very prone to chest infections, the inflammations, the whole lot, you know. And I can do my job quite fine. And in 2015, 2016, it's a bit like the last caller you had. I think it was the American guy. I had two strokes, and then I had to have heart surgery. I don't bring that up to a certain extent because I'm actually all right. But the COPD issue, it can kind of cause me issues. But Dave is 100% right. Where I'm working now, I have, apart from my workmates, I have no loyalty to my employer. Zero. Because he's 100% right. I've worked in two, maybe three jobs. Where you go in, the interview's fine, you're told what kind of pay scale you're on, you go, yeah, okay, that's grand, and you're asking all the questions you should be asking. And then lo and behold, within a couple of weeks, couple of months, you're doing three or four different jobs that you never signed up for in the first place. And that's why, at present, I have no loyalty to my employer. Zero. And the only reason I let the employers know that I have COPD is simply because I can be sick. Now, I don't mean excessively. Oftentimes, I can end up in hospital for a week or so. You know, so I prefer to let them know, look, you know, this is a long-term illness. It's not getting any better. It's not going away. At the same time, I'm not trying to shoot myself in the foot. But I'd rather you know now, which half the time employers don't tell you the same thing, before you take me on. Again, I'm not trying to shoot myself in the foot. I'd rather they know.
Yeah. No, it's just, I'm thinking about the letter that was sent in and my immediate thought was, it's always going to come out in the end anyway. The truth will come out. I mean, you take the job and then they find out. I mean, so there is that argument is you might as well just tell them at the start like you did. And everybody's on the same page and everyone understands. And clearly, when you told them you had COPD, it made no difference to them hiring you in the end. And now they just understand and they know you're honest about it.
A 100%, yeah, because, I mean, there are times where, unfortunately, I have been hospitalised. The asthma attacks come on, COPD kicks in. Again, it's not a boo-hoo story. There's people out there with cancer and even worse.
Yeah.
And I'm not just particularly saying cancer, but, you know, I think we all know where I'm coming from. And it's that bit of understanding whereby, okay, you've told us, we're aware of it, you didn't hide it, but, okay, you'd be gone for 2 weeks, you'd be out of hospital, and, right, you'd be back in after that. And, yeah, I'll be back to myself. And then 6 or 8 months later, I could be back in the same situation. It's just unfortunate. It's just, you know, I'd rather just tell employers that, look, I have this condition. I'm not going to abuse it, but it's there. And if you need the medical certificates or whatever needs to be applied, I can, 100%. They're all valid. They're all 100% true. But Dave's 100% right, though, in fairness. A lot of employers take you on. And they kind of skim across the issue. I've come across it quite a lot, where they just skim across what your actual job is, you know. And I've learned over the years, like I'm 50 now this year, I know I'm not old, I'm not young, if you know what I mean. But I ask more in depth questions, as is, you know, kind of, is that my actual job? Or what else is expected of me? Because unfortunately I've been here before. And I have come across one or two employers that didn't like that whatsoever.
I get the impression of both of you that the attitude is sort of like, listen, they're going to screw me, so, you know, why should I be an angel at the very start if they're not going to be an angel while I'm working there, in that sense? Would I be right in thinking that?
Exactly.
100%, yeah, because, you know, go back 20, 25 years ago when I was younger to a certain extent, you'd bend, I don't mean figuratively, you'd bend over backwards to help your employer. Whatever they asked, you did. It wasn't about making an impression. I suppose it was. You wanted to make a good impression that you're an all-rounder. And you do absolutely, no, I'm not going to say absolutely everything they asked you to. But then as you get older and older, and a bit more older, and a bit more experienced, and a bit wiser, you suddenly start to take a very, very big step back. And you go, what am I actually getting out of this? I'm doing four times the work for the same wage. And I shouldn't be doing this whatsoever, because this is not what I was hired for.
And what do you make of the whole question of, if you're pregnant, should you have to tell them?
I'm not too sure about that one. I mean, we've all heard the conversations of employers, I won't say they won't, I'm not going to put words in people's mouths, where they won't take on women of childbearing age, or it's come up, no offence to yourself, it's come up in the Noel show before as well. But I think for a woman's health, I mean, okay, you find out you're pregnant. And I understand, I do, I really do, and I respect Dave a hell of a lot. I've never met the man, but I really do. If you're doing some kind of other work, you possibly should tell your employer. If you're lifting boxes, it's just going to sound stupid. If you're lifting boxes or you're moving stuff around the place, you know, that kind of way, the early days of pregnancy, you know? I mean, look, we're all grown-ups. We all know people have intimate relationships and, you know, women get pregnant, as they do. I don't think you should be punished for it, especially as a woman.
Mm.
You know? But if you're in an environment where you're working in, let's say, the post office or a warehouse, and you're moving boxes, and it's easy work. I don't mean for a woman. Please, don't really get me wrong when I say this. I don't mean it's easy work because you're a woman. I don't mean it that way. There's women out there who drive trucks, cement trucks. I've seen them all. I've met quite a few of them, and they work damn hard. But, you know, if you get pregnant, if it's in the woman's best interest, I think they should, yes. But they shouldn't be penalised for it.
And what would you say to people who are saying that this...
women get pregnant.
What would you say to people who are saying that this should be a law, that there should be a law, and that anybody who's going to be going for a job absolutely have to tell a potential employer that they've got a debilitating mental illness, or they're pregnant, or they've got a bad back or something like COPD, that you have to tell them, that you've no choice. It's not up to you, it's just the law. And if they find out that you lied, they fire you.
I'm going to be flippant when I say this. They lose half the workforce.
Really, you think that?
From the very start. Because what? It's a flippant comment. It's flippant. It's not meant in seriousness. But we've all got something wrong with us. I don't mean something wrong with us. We all have issues. We all have our trials and tribulations. And I mean, if you start generalising, well, yeah, okay, yeah, you're too old. You're too, okay, fair enough, I suppose, you're too young. If you're 15 going for a job, probably won't get it. But you're too ugly, or you've got the wrong skin colour, or you can go on and on and on and on. It's a tough one. You know, that kind of way. But I mean, if everybody disclosed, I mean, there's people out there I know, like genuinely, who are alcoholics. And they hold it together for the, you know, they actually genuinely hold it together for the whole day. And once work's over, they're gone. And I know a couple of lads, again, no names, never was, they're very good mates. And they're prolific certain smokers. They don't touch it during the day, but then after work, like if the employer found out what they were doing, genuinely, they'd be gone first thing in the morning. They'd be gone. They'd be out.
And do you think some companies, Oisin, go too far in terms of what they require of their employees, in terms of what they're doing outside of work, that it's really none of their business what the hell they people get up to when they've clocked off?
Yeah, you see, I have, where I work, I have, I think a lot of people have it. It's like a Connect Team app. And so basically, you know, when you're going to work, as soon as you get to the office, you clock in. So it's all done through an app on your phone. And then, you know, if you go for a smoke break, you clock out. And then after your smoke break, you clock back in. So on and so forth, your lunch break, and so on and so forth. And then maybe about a year, 2 years into this, a lot of the lads I worked with suddenly found. And I'm fairly tech savvy, so I'm kind of going, right, hang on a second now. So even when you clock out, the employer, to a certain extent, can find out where you are. Not as in he or she is sitting there tracking your movements, but this has happened quite a few times now. And they have actually lost employees over this.
That seems a bit of a bit of a reach, Oisin. I don't think I'd want anyone to know where I was.
One lad was actually out sick.
Yeah, yeah. No, I hear you. I'm going to go. I'm just thanks, Oisin. Stay with me because I'm going to go to Eddie. What do you make of this? The reader letter looking, or the listener letter, excuse me, looking for help with this situation that they feel that people should disclose that they have a debilitating mental illness when they're applying for the job. What do you make of that, Eddie?
Good evening, Gary. You'd like to think in an ideal world that nobody would be judged on an illness going into the workplace. However, I'm going to be controversial here, right? If I was an employer, I would like to know, because when I employ somebody, I want them to fit in, I want them to be productive, I want a seamless transition. And then if something happens and they're suffering with their mental health and they're going to be off work all the time and my productivity is low, and that business relies on me putting a roof over my head and my family, I'd prefer not to employ them. And that sounds really harsh. And I have an experience of this when I was living in the UK. I worked for my mate's company. He had a little warehouse, and there was a couple of lads we worked for. And there was a guy who was very good friends of mine, but he suffered with depression. And like clockwork, once a month, he'd have a bout of depression, and he'd be off for 3 days. Now, when he was off, I was the one that had to take the slack. I didn't get extra pay, but I had to do all the work of two men. And it wasn't fair on the boss. It wasn't fair on me. I know he's suffering with an illness, but I can see the employer's point of view on this, you know? And you touched on there about women who get pregnant. There's women who get pregnant, go on maternity leave. They come back, they're not even back 2 months, and they're pregnant again. You know, and that's also very unfair on the employer. You know, you kind of feel like in the interview, you're being hoodwinked because they're not telling you if they're suitable for that role. And I know nobody should be judged, but at the same time, I would say most employers out there, if you actually ask them honestly, would you like to know? Of course they would.
Yeah, no, we got a lot of texts in tonight with similar stories to you, Eddie, about what you're saying about...
Hello?
You have to think about the other employees in the organisation who are going to, I suppose, pick up the slack for people that may not have been hired, in fairness. That's why this is complex, because they may not have been hired if they disclosed the truth, I suppose, about their condition. And a couple of people texted in that it's not black and white, Eddie, is it? It's complex, for sure.
It's very complex. And a couple of years ago during COVID, so my job got put on the back burner. Like half the country, I was on that pandemic unemployed payment. So I got a job as a postman. Now, I have a bad hip from years of sports. My physio said, don't do it. You won't be able. But I'm one of them people that I'd rather give something a go and know I can't do it rather than, say, turn down an opportunity. I went to this interview, and basically I hoodwinked them, and I'm well able to speak, and I went, yeah, blah, 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 I'm suitable for this role. Get a great interview. I left that job after 5 days. My hip was in bits. Like, the old letterboxes in the old parts of Dublin where you bent down and you crunch down and you're trying to fold the letter and put it through all the sponge, and then you get back up, and there's about 200 of them in a row, and I was in agony. My hip couldn't take it. But if I'd have disclosed that, I wouldn't have got the job. So I can see why people hoodwink the employer, but I can also see why the employer should be told. Because I put on post through probably unnecessary hassle because I wasn't a suitable employee for the job.
Well, there you have it, Eddie and Ushing. Interesting takes on this one. It is complex. And as I say, we ran the poll and it came in 50-50. People have opinions either end of it. And I'm sure it'll come up again because it is something that affects both employees and employers.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.